This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some major moves in Colorado's home construction. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The number of permits issued to build single-family homes in Colorado has dropped 20% this year compared to last. Ted Leidy is with the Colorado Association of Home Builders. He says the problem is interest rates. It's more expensive now to finance a house. But Leidy says fewer homes under construction now will lead to higher prices down the road.
Our net migration is still big, and it's coming largely from more expensive markets, and they can still afford the increase in prices.
Meanwhile, a bright spot in housing is apartments, where permits have jumped 45% this year. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A new Center for African and African American Studies at CU Boulder will include a research center, arts program, and student services. Founding director Raylan Rabaka teaches ethnic studies. He hopes the center will help students find a sense of belonging and give them spaces to learn and socialize.
Some of the students feel incredibly alienated. Sometimes they're the only African or African American in their department. So imagine if they could bring their family and their friends to a space where they can feel comfortable.
Parts of the center are set to open in 2023. With the start of September, the summer monsoon season is over. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports Colorado's summer rains were hit and miss.
Areas near Grand Junction and the Utah border and regions near Glenwood Springs and Pueblo got a lot less monsoon moisture than they have averaged over the last three decades. The summer rains also largely skipped the entire northeastern corner of Colorado. Zach Harris, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service's Boulder office, says seasonal forecasts suggest warm, dry months ahead, but that could change.
It really just takes one or two good storms to either put us above normal or keep us below normal.
Monsoon rains are a key part of a healthy water system. Climate change has made those summer rains less reliable and less effective. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.